Japan has thrown a bailout lifeline to Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's a deepening debt crisis across the pond in Europe, as we know. First Greece, then Ireland. Now the Japanese government has pledged about $1 billion to help with an Irish bailout. Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard is with us from London with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Is this a direct investment, a direct Japanese investment in Ireland?
No, they're buying some of these so-called bailout bonds. The money will go to Ireland as part of its bailout, but the bonds will be guaranteed by the whole of the European Union. So the money is pretty safe.
And what's at stake for the Japanese, Stephen?
Well, quite a bit. I mean, 10% of Japanese exports go to the EU, so it has an interest, Japan has an interest in trying to prevent turmoil in that market. Also, of course, if the Eurozone were to break up, the Euro would collapse and other stronger currencies, especially the Japanese yen, would soar, and that would make Japanese exports more expensive and be bad for Japanese business.
Is this investment, Stephen, going to prevent the European debt crisis from getting bigger, from spreading?
Well, one analyst I've been talking to this morning says no. Steve Barrow of Standard Bank says Greece and Ireland have already fallen and had to be bailed out. Barrow thinks Portugal could be the next casualty.
It does look as if Portugal, for instance, is the next domino to fall. And I don't think Japanese investment in the Eurozone will stop Portugal from requiring that bailout.
The Portuguese Prime Minister has just this morning denied again that Portugal does need bailing out. We'll find out whether that's true when his government tries to borrow more money on the markets tomorrow.
Stephen Beard, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting for us from London. In Detroit, the International Auto Show continues. Thousands of enthusiasts are converging on the Motor City to see the newest and the brightest of the American car-making lineup. Meanwhile, talks of new union employee contracts are set to get underway in earnest by summer, and General Motors says it could tie pay for hour and salaried workers to vehicle performance. Chrissy Thompson is automotive reporter for the Detroit Free Press. She's with us live from the floor of the auto show at Cobo Hall in downtown Detroit. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning.
How's this going to work?
Well, Mark Royce, who's the president of GM North America, wasn't exactly clear on that. He said that these sorts of pay incentives are being under consideration for both hourly and salaried workers, and whether that comes in the form of a bonus if they hit their quality targets or whether it's tied to profit sharing or something else wasn't exactly clear.
So this is going to have to be worked out in the months to come before these negotiations get underway this summer, right?
Absolutely.
How does this fit, Chrissy, into the bigger picture of labor relations between the United Auto Workers and General Motors?
Well, before GM's bankruptcy, the UAW made quite a few wage and benefit concessions to help GM stay afloat. And now that the company is doing much better, there is a lot of pressure to try to get some of those concessions back or get some sort of incentive for the union, a reward. And this could be a way that the company could do that without hurting its bottom line. In other words, they would give this incentive after they had made a profit or had done really well on the quality of their view.
Would it cut both ways, Chrissy? If a car underperformed, would the worker be on the hook?
Well, it doesn't usually work that way. Usually there's a base salary that they will receive, and then they will get additional money if they hit these quality targets.
So this is about making the car better.
That's right. And, you know, there are other ways to penalize plants, so to speak, by, I guess, taking work from them if they don't hit quality targets. So they are incentivized to keep their jobs.
Chrissy Thompson, the automotive reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Chrissy, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, anywhere from a quarter to a half a percent across the board. The S&P up about half a percent. The NASDAQ, too, about a third of a percent. The Dow higher now, 51 points at 11,689. Today, the investment bank Goldman Sachs is announcing more than three dozen changes that will affect how it discloses profits. Goldman will separate earnings from trading and investing its own money from those earnings it makes from investing clients' money.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. By Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud.
The news parody website and publication The Onion is launching a sports satire show tonight on Comedy Central. It's going to air right before The Daily Show. The Onion's known for its funny headlines, but how might the cable cast do? Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Think ESPN Sports Center, but with an Onion twist.
SportsDome is coming your way, and you won't even believe all the sports we've gotten here.
We've got baseball, we've got football, and I'm totally blanking on the other sports.
Along with SportsDome, The Onion's launching a news parody show on another channel next week. The Onion brings in over 7 million online visitors a month. Its print circulation has suffered, though, as waning ad revenue forced it to close operations in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Ed Atterino is a media analyst with The Benchmark Company.
They're obviously trying to find a new market, a new way to make money.
Brad Adgate of Horizon Media says The Onion's likely TV viewers will be attractive to advertisers.
What's appealing about their audience is that it's young. It's very popular on college campuses. It's very popular with young adults.
So maybe it's no surprise that a recent headline on TheOnion.com says the Federal Communications Commission will be fining Americans who fail to keep up with television shows. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
By the way, one of today's Onion's headlines, snowy conditions proving hazardous for nation's idiots. Hard journalism at work. There you go. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, where our news is real. You can follow me on Twitter at Radio Chio and check us out online at marketplace.org. Grab the podcast while you're there. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Americans throw a lot of stuff away without really any motivation to stop.
Makes me think about an all-you-can-eat buffet as an all-you-can-throw-out trash and with no incentives for people to think about the cost of what they're doing.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Freakonomics of Garbage, next time on Marketplace. Today's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.